T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Well, we're done. We don't have to do this, right?
Yeah, we're all finished.
Wrap up the thing.
I ended the hour early.
Well, let's talk about this. The unvaccinated in Germany being basically locked down. So Angela Merkel made the announcement after a meeting saying that it's necessary to address concerns about COVID. They had 70,000 new cases in a 24-hour period. So if you're unvaccinated, you're not allowed to go to restaurants or non-essential stores or sports and cultural venues. And the parliament is also going to consider a general vaccine mandate throughout.
They did it in Australia and got away with it, right?
There's protesting going on in Germany over
there's
it.
There's protesting across Europe.
Yes.
This is what you get when you give up all your guns. I don't know what else to say. I don't know how the government can come in and order you to stay in your house.
Well,
you know
that
the vaccinated people are getting it and spreading it as well.
Absolutely. Yes, that's true, too. And that's why this doesn't make any sense to me. But they went even as far in the article I read to say that so unvaccinated will still be able to meet in private settings, but in limited numbers. A household with an unvaccinated person over 14 can meet with only 2 people from another household. How in the world are you going to know?
Thank you. How do you know?
Are we just going to have people turning each other in? Is someone that person met with going to be like, oh, I met with somebody who's unvaccinated and there were 3 of us there. What are you going to do about it?
On the bright side, the House and a bunch of Republicans just voted for a vaccine database expansion in the U.S.
More information to come on that.
Yeah.
And the White House said that a COVID vaccination requirement for domestic travel is still on the table. This after the rules have come out about international travelers having to get the test within 24 hours, right? So they're still talking about potentially just domestic flights having to have a vaccine requirement as well.
But what about all the people coming over the border? That's a different story, according to Dr. Fauci.
Thanks, Fauci.
That's a different story.
Oh, you don't have to say that was Fauci. We know. When you do that voice, we know what you're doing. Again, why TikTok is really weird to me. Police are now having to alert schools, parents, and communities about a new TikTok challenge that encourages others to kick in the doors of homes. So young people are kicking doors to the beat of the song Die Young by Kesha before running off.
At which point they might die young.
Because if you heard someone banging on your door, kicking in your door, what would you do? You'd feel threatened.
I feel threatened.
Absolutely.
Draw
this is
the
not
firearm.
Going to end well.
Exactly.
If you're kicking on my door.
Just go eat a Tide Pod or something. Just do something that's just going to affect you. How about that?
How do these things become a thing? I really don't get it. Who in the world thinks going around banging on random doors to the beat of a song is a good idea?
Today's best new music. Kesha, Die Young, Y98.
Wow.
To the beat
that's
it, huh? Has Kesha said anything about this? Because I would have a problem with this. If you're using my song to go around beating down people's doors,
yeah,
even sometimes to the point that you break down the door, that's, I can't.
Well,
Imagine the first
time one of her fans gets shot to death doing something stupid like that, maybe she'll speak out.
But still, I would say something.
I'm
not blaming her. I'm just saying, please stop using my song to beat in people's doors.
That's a great song.
The NFL has suspended three players for violating COVID protocols. We've talked about this guy before, Buccaneers wide receiver Antonio Brown. Who was allegedly using a fake vaccination card, but also safety Mike Edwards and wide receiver John Franklin, because they, quote, misrepresented their vaccination status. They've been suspended three games without pay. And apparently they've just gone ahead and accepted this thing, and they're like, we're not going to appeal, whatever. We're not getting paid for
three games. His agent said that he was vaccinated. So why would he need a fake card?
So the Packers quarterback Rodgers didn't get suspended, did he? He was just out on COVID protocol. But he was out on COVID protocol, wasn't he?
And fined.
May have been fine, but he wasn't suspended.
Yeah, I mean, they were talking about how he wasn't necessarily following all of the rules on, you know, in the locker room or whatever, but... That was more a media whirlwind for him instead of just like fines and stuff. It was just like everybody talking about his girlfriend and the weird things that they do to keep themselves healthy. I don't know.
Yes.
But L.A. police recently arrested 14 suspects in connection with 11 smash and grabs. And guess what? They're all out. They're all free.
Because of
one
the
of them's
no
a juvenile
order, right?
The rest of them is because of their zero bail policy in California.
Had to release them immediately.
Yep.
That's what you get. Criminal justice reform just reforms justice for criminals. That's it.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.